I don't get it, said the arachnid. Watch closer. Yendel's hands blurred again, and the fight with the roaches reappeared, this time in slow motion. The way his feet move, the control over his mana, his form as he punches, no wasted motion, no wasted energy. Watch him run. See? His fundamentals are incredible. I have rarely seen even peak E grades with that level of coordination, let alone F grades. Even more impressive than his fundamentals are his willpower and focus. He's as good with that as any of my past disciples, and he only gets stronger with every death. He's died over 1,000 times now, and not only has he not given up, he bounces back stronger after every one.
Yendi, I think that's the most I've ever heard you talk at once.
For just the merest moment, the corner of Yendel's mouth curled down in a frown before her face returned to its usual unreadability. This twitch wasn't missed by the arachnid goddess. She decided not to point it out, though, for her own safety. She looked back at the screen and watched for a few more minutes. She still didn't get it. The mortal was certainly skilled, but he was a far cry from Yendel's most recent disciple. His alpha trait was certainly attractive, but that alone would not have been enough to sway Yendel if the rest was not up to par. And as far as she could tell, the rest was not yet up to par, unless she was missing something. She supposed that was just why they called Yendel the martial god, and not her. Wait, she said after another minute or so. Did you say he's died over 1,000 times?
Yes.
His soul should be in pieces by now.
Yes.
Yendi, what the hell did you find?
Something interesting.